Report: Philadelphia Eagles honored to accept visit to White House after Super Bowl win. By Elizabeth Weibel on February 24, 2025. Team sources for the Philadelphia Eagles revealed that they would be honored to accept an invitation to visit the White House after they won the Super Bowl, according to recent reports. In a post on X, NFL Network's Ian Rappaport wrote that the Eagles would be honored to visit the White House, adding that it was one of the aspects of winning they were excited about. Rappaport's post came after the White House confirmed that they had not yet invited the Eagles to the White House to celebrate their win with President Donald Trump after reports swirled that the team would not accept an invitation to the White House. The hashtag Eagles would be honored to visit the White House, team sources say, Rappaport wrote in his post. It's one of the aspects of winning they are excited about and look forward to receiving the invitation. ESPN NFL reporter Adam Schefter also wrote in a post on X that the sources say the Eagles is planning on visiting the White House this offseason and looks forward to receiving its invitation. To those wonder, Eagles sources say the team is planning on visiting the White House this offseason and looks forward to receiving its invitation, Schefter wrote in his post. Rumors of the Eagles skipping a visit to the White House as they did in 2018 came after the U.S. Sun reported that a source at the Eagles claimed that conversations about refusing a visit with Trump had happened, citing Trump's past reaction to NFL players kneeling during the national anthem. Following their win over the New England Patriots 7 years ago, most of the roster was at odds with Trump's reaction to players who took a knee during the national anthem. Trump, then in his first term, wanted owners to fire any players who didn't stand for the Star-Spangled Banner. Only four Eagles remain from that championship-winning group: Jake Elliott, Rick Lovato, Brandon Graham, and Lane Johnson, but the sentiment for most of the team remains the same. Politico reported that a White House official granted anonymity had confirmed that the report is false.